Yeah, man.
All right.
Would Esmeralda buy that? All right. Vic, you ready?
Yeah.
Dan, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is submitted by listener Margaret. The foot of the bed warmer keeps toes toasty without overheating the rest of the body. Rather than heating the entire bed with a conventional electric blanket when only your feet are cold, this sensibly sized warmer confines its heat to the lower part of the mattress, rests on top or under the covers. The warmer has a tethered controller with two temperature settings. It automatically shuts off after 8 hours. Made from machine washable micro plush fabric, and it is light tan. Portable, can be placed under a desk at cold offices or or on a couch when lounging. It's $69.99, and we should say, as we always do, that price is not really a thing here. So the foot of the bed warmer, Dan, what do you say?
We know that Esmeralda takes care of her feet from past episodes of Would Esmeralda Buy That, in which she purchased the pet egg. We also know that she would have bought the grass mat that went under your desk because she loved the feel of grass along her bare feet.
Right.
But I don't think cold feet in the night are a problem, especially since she has that Mexican blanket we learned about in a past episode of
Would Esmeralda Buy That. And a cat.
And the cat. So I will vote no. Esmeralda would not purchase
it. You're saying no. The fantastic Vic Vaughn in the newsroom. What do you say, Vic?
I'm going to go with Dan on this. No, for he named all of the reasons that you could possibly think of.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. Foot of the bed warmer. We got two no's. I am going to agree with the two gentlemen here, and I'm going to say no for all the reasons that Dan said. I think, Dan, you covered it very well, logically. And if she says yes, then we all go down with the ship, so it doesn't really matter. So I'm saying she will not buy it. All right, Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Snoopy's not fat enough.
What?
She's not fat enough.
All right. You have a cold feet problem?
Well, you know, when you first get in, it's freezing. Actually, I don't have the problem. V has the problem, and then he tries to put his cold feet on me, and then I freak out. Because for some, I don't know what's wrong with him. He has ice cubes for feet.
That's a common thing among couples.
But then we would share the feet warmer.
The feet warmer. Okay, Dan, you all right in there?
I just found that amusing. His ice cubes for feet.
He has ice cubes for feet.
It's ridiculous.
He has ice cubes for feet.
75 pairs of teeth and ice cube for feet.
He might want to have his circulation tested if he's got ice cube for feet.
I might have to let him know that. Okay. He sounds like a monster right now. 75 teeth.
75 teeth and ice cubes for feet.
See the purple.
Yeah. I think that's the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, is it? If I'm not mistaken. All right. We have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll get back to what Esmeralda to buy that. So far, Dan and Vic and I. That's right.
I got myself some costumes that scandalize my folks. The Mountain Man and the Fu Manchu.
Right. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday, everybody. One artist, three songs. Triple Play Thursday! Yeah. Mike requested Most Allison. That's Middle Class White Boy. All right. We are back. It's Nick DiGilio. How you doing? 720 WGN, and we're playing another round of Would Esmeralda Buy That. So far, myself, Dan, and Vic suck. So that's after the first item. Are we ready now to get back into this? Dan, you ready?
Yep.
Vic?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Esmeralda, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. It's submitted by listener Paul. The Night Angel Nightlight. Is lack of ambient light in your home causing you to crash and bump into stuff? The Night Angel Nightlight is for you. Night Angel looks like an electrical wall plate, but hidden inside are three LED lights that give off a gentle glow. Installs in seconds. It just snaps in. No wires or batteries involved. A light sensor automatically turns lights on during the night and off during the day. Energy efficient, lasts over 100,000 hours, fits in all standard outlets, and is available in duplex or decor. The regular night lights are big and bulky, and they can use up all your outlets. The nightlight is sleek, slim, and keeps your outlets free. It's $19.99, but for one you order now and you pay additional $6.99, you can receive three Night Angel nightlights. Now, I have seen the commercial for the Night Angel nightlights. I don't know if you guys have, but that might help you a little bit in your deciding factor. Dan, yes or no on the Night Angel nightlight?
Just a note on the commercial. You had mentioned the fantastic acting performance of the lady in the Clapper commercial. Right. I think just a notch below is the guy who keeps bumping into stuff in this commercial.
It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious.
Ridiculous.
And by the way, the other thing, Dan, you know what's really funny about it is that it's really not that dark in the room.
Nope.
He's like, he's knocking stuff over, and it's really not that dark.
I'm going to walk into this stand that's half the size of I am and be surprised and angry about it.
It's hysterical. Okay.
Fantastic acting.
Yes.
So if Esmeralda is like me, she pretty much has her phone around her 24/7, and you just use the light on the phone 95% of the time now instead of a nightlight. But I think she would still like to have this just around for those times that she's walking around and it's dark and you just a little bit of light's always nice. So I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. Vic, what do you say?
I don't think she would. I have a feeling when Esmeralda gets in bed, that's it. She's not getting out of bed till daylight.
Especially if she's got her feet in that damn blanket.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. So we got a yes, we got a no. All right, here's the thing. You know, but it's a good point, Dan, about having the phone. But sometimes if you get up in the middle of the night and you're just kind of like, I don't even know what's going on. You don't want to grab your phone. And this is motion detected, so you can get up and walk past it and the light will come on. It's a light sensor. Turns on. So I'm going to agree with Dan on this one. So this could be a big move for Vic. So Vic says no. Dan says yes. I say yes. Esmeralda?
No.
Oh!
I don't need that. I've got eyes.
Wow. All right. What were we talking about before where nobody wants to turn the light on to go to the bathroom? Remember we were talking about that?
It was, would Esmeralda buy that, a nightlight for the toilet?
Right.
So when you opened up the lid, a nightlight would turn on.
And I think, did I say no on that one too?
You did.
Yeah, because it doesn't bother me to turn lights on. I can go back to bed.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. I should have known that. I think I thought.
And also, I don't need to aim at anything. I just sit down.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, I can't stand turning the light on when I go to the bathroom. I don't understand that. All right, well, Vic has pulled ahead here. Vic, good for you, man.
Feeling pretty good about myself right now.
All right, now
a listener before we move on.
Yeah.
I wanted me to let everybody know that it is a nice product, but here in Chicago, many of our outlets run east to west as opposed to north to south, and so they're not necessarily the best ones to have in the
house. It'll shoot sideways.
It's going to shoot sideways. Not
that
down
is true.
As the product is intended.
That's a good observation.
So thank you, Frank. Well done.
I will tell you this. In my bathroom, the outlet is sideways. It's absolutely sideways.
I wonder why that is, but yeah, they're the same thing in my apartment.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about in the bedroom. It's sideways. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about it now. There's two in my bedroom, and they're both sideways.
Mine go up and down.
I'm trying to remember the kitchen is up and down. The kitchen is up and down, so I could have one in the kitchen. But I think the ones, you know, like out near the floorboards, those are all sideways in my apartment. I never even thought about that. Okay. That should have been a factor in thinking about whether or not she would buy it. All right. Now, there's video for this, which we all watched. Did we all watch the video of the hover desk swing?
I did, yes.
Okay. Vic, did you watch
it? Yes, I did.
Okay. And Dan, you did?
Yes.
So did I. This is the hover desk swing. It's submitted by listener Carrie in Louisville. It's a swing for your feet. Simply place your feet on the suspended foot pads, which are connected to a desk or stand, and then move. Gives 360-degree movement and supports a variety of activities, including swinging, balancing, walking, and marching. Tested by both the Mayo Clinic and the University of Chicago. Great for those looking to get healthy. You burn at least 17% more calories over sitting. Improves circulation as it pumps blood back into your body. Maybe V ought to try this for his feet. Counteracts some of the health problems associated with sitting at a desk all day. It's great for those who fidget. The design allows you for movement without distraction. Your feet move so naturally, you forget you're even moving them. Great for those who want to improve their work performance. A study shows users stay mentally alert longer throughout the day. The range is in cost from $89 to $189. It's the Hover Desk Swing. Dan, would Esmeralda buy the Hover Desk Swing?
I think that she would be up for trying it, but I don't think she would need it. So I will vote no.
Voting no. Vic.
I love this thing. I am going to, I'm seriously considered looking into buying one of these, but I am with Dan. I don't think that she would buy this. What's so funny?
I don't know. I just think, I love this thing.
It looks amazing. But no, I don't think she would buy it.
You're going to say no.
Yeah, too much, you know, installation. What's she going to use it at work? I don't know. Nope.
Yeah. I, too, am going to say no on this one. It just seems dumb. I don't know. I just don't think Esmeralda would be interested in that. She does sit in a hut for 8 hours. I don't know if she wants to constantly move her legs around while sitting in the hut. So it's going to be three no's from us. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Come on. I want to swing around.
Oh, my God. What's going on this morning?
That would be fun. Gosh.
Oh, God.
We should look into buying some, Vic, for the news and the traffic huts.
I think I'm going to get one for the newsroom. You know, I'm playing scared. I should have just went for it. I wrote down
I know,
yes.
Right? I
but
said,
then Dan
yeah, I'm
said
like,
no, so I thought I second-guessed myself.
You second-guessed yourself.
Yep.
I'm just flat-out dumb. Or I think there's something wrong with Esmeralda this morning.
I love swings. Come on.
Come on. It's a swing for your feet. That's not fun. All right. Well, so far, Vic's the only one that scored at all. Well, we'll hear that Friday morning. Thanks, everybody. All right, we got to take a break. The news is next. One of the greatest songs ever in the history of everything. Steely Dan. Patrick, for a Triple Play Thursday, requested some Steely Dan. I'll never forget going to the Rock and Soul review. Poplar Creek, summer 92. Steely Dan was a band that never toured. Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. And they were there. They weren't billed as Steely Dan, but they were part of this Rock and Soul review, which was a review show with different acts coming out doing songs and stuff. First time they were on stage in years. Place is packed. They come out. They do Deacon Blues, that song we just heard. It got a 6-minute standing ovation afterwards, and it was just a bunch of men crying. Like, we were all just weeping.
Jeez.
Just, it was the most beautiful thing. We were like a standing ovation for 6 minutes because they never toured. The band never toured. They hadn't been together for years. They come out, they play Deacon Blues, and a bunch of guys in their 30s just start crying, or in their late 20s and 30s just start weeping. Yeah. Yeah. That place was amazing. We flooded Poplar Creek with man tears.
Wow. Well, I guess you did your duty.
That's right. And we got back, and they got back together the next year, and then they toured for real as Steely Dan, and they've been doing that since. But I'm telling you, man, Hoffman Estates was drowning in man tears. My friend John and I were just looking at each other crying, and we were hugging like after Deacon Blues, it was 6 minutes of screaming and crying.
They play any more songs?
Yeah, they did a couple more, but they were part of a review. There were a bunch of different acts.
Oh, okay, so
they came out, but when they did Deacon Blues, I'm not kidding you, it was the longest standing ovation I'd ever been a part of, and literally just guys hugging, don't know each other, we're hugging each other and crying.
Wow, yeah. Steely Dan bringing
Steely Dan bringing men straight together. White men together. All right, are we back to, would Esmeralda buy that? Esmeralda, are you ready?
I am.
Dan, ready?
Yes.
Vic, ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. The keyboard waffle iron, submitted by our listener, the Hawk of May. Time to control, alt, delete. Time to control, alt, delete your morning routine with the keyboard waffle iron. The dual-sided iron makes 104 key layout waffles. It's easy to use. Just pour the batter, heat it for 2 to 3 minutes on one side, heat it for 2 minutes on the other, and voila. Works with gas and electric stoves, grills, hot plates, and campfires, made with die-cast nonstick aluminum and heat-resistant bake light handles. The waffles are 10 inches wide, 3.5 inches tall, and about an inch thick. Not recommended for dishwashers, as it may wear down the Teflon coating over time. Use a cleaning brush instead. Remember, breakfast is key to a good morning. $69.99 for the keyboard waffle iron. All right. Dan, what do you say?
That is a mighty big waffle.
Yeah.
10 inches.
And it looks like a computer keyboard.
It looks like a computer keyboard.
Yep.
So that is a good food, lots of it, in a kitschy way. That's a yes.
Okay. Vic, what are you going to say about this?
I wrote down yes, so I'm going to go with my answer this time, but I'm on the fence. I guess yes.
All right, I'm going to say she's got a waffle iron already, and I don't know if she's interested enough in having a waffle iron that makes waffles that look like a keyboard. So you guys both said, yes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm saying no, so I'm making a move here. I'm saying no. The keyboard, and it's not really a waffle iron. You got to put it on the stove anyway. It's not a waffle iron. So you got to turn it over, too. So I'm saying no. All right? Two yeses and a no, Esmeralda?
No.
Thank you.
And because you put it on the stove.
Yeah, it's not a waffle iron.
And then it's oblong? You got to, like, put it in sections onto the
Yeah,
heat?
I mean,
like,
it's long. Does it? Do you have to put it on two burners? I mean,
yeah,
I don't...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. This is too much hassle.
Actually, without even fit on a plate, I didn't even think about that.
I don't even think it would fit on a plate. It's just...
Half your waffle will be hanging off your plate. My shift button's touching the table.
This is misleading, though, mm-hmm. Right? Because it's not a waffle iron. That's a damn lie. It's not a waffle iron.
It's too much work for what may not even come out.
Yeah, okay. So I've made the move. Dan, what's going on with you this morning, man?
You know what I've noticed? Ever since listeners have been contributing, my batting average has gone down exponentially. When it was just me finding them all, I was 7 for 8, 8 for 8.
Right.
And now, nope.
You're blaming it on the listeners.
I'm not blaming it. I'm glad they're contributing. Right. They have a better mind in Esmeralda than I do, apparently.
All right. We're ready to move on. So far, the score is Nick 1, Vic 1, Dan 0. So Vic and I are tied with 1. Okay. Next item up for bids here, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Filthy rich cocktail napkins. It's time to put your money where your mouth is with the filthy rich cocktail napkins. Refine your cocktail party experience with napkins made to look like $100 bill. Is this legal? Is this legal?
Well, no one's going to try to pay with it.
I know, but you're not supposed to copy any. You're not supposed to copy bills.
Yeah, but what about...
We used to have to, like...
What about funny money?
Well, funny money doesn't look like actual money.
Like, not even the kind that you have to learn?
We had to use... In plays, we couldn't, like, copy, you know, like money.
Well, maybe there's something different about it.
All right. It's all about the Benjamins, and good old Benny is here to keep your table manners in check. Great for all types of parties, from a swanky soiree to hosting a poker night. A perfect gift for the host or hostess in your life. Napkins are made with chlorine-free, unbleached paper. $9.99 for a pack of 12. Filthy rich cocktail napkins, Dan.
Esmeralda is a person who likes to stick it to the man.
Enjoy that on Friday morning.
So I go back and forth on whether this would be sticking it to the man or not. But I will say it's a conversation starting at a party. So I will vote yes.
You're voting yes. Vic is in the newsroom. Vic?
Yeah, I can see her using these at a party.
You're
so,
saying
yeah.
yes? Yeah. I'm going to say yes as well. So I think yes. All three of us say yes. Filthy Rich cocktail napkins, Esmeralda.
Yes!
Of course. Of course.
Then you can throw them at people.
But I think, yeah.
Make it rain.
And burn it. Burn them. Light them on fire. Look at this, man. You could be like Krusty the Clown. Light a cigar.
With, light my cigars with my $100 bills.
I would like to look into the legality about this, though.
There's probably something a little off about
okay.
them.
All right. They look like $100 bills to me in the picture.
Yeah, but you know.
Hey, what color are they? Because I don't. Is it the colored picture? Is it green? Are they green?
It does match the $100 bill, where it's kind of like that off-colored green.
Yeah. All right.
I think if I'm looking at it right, the bell is different.
Okay, because it's got to be different.
I was going to say, yeah. Or you just put this company out of business.
Or you just wipe your mouth with a real $100 bill. All right, are we ready for the next? Again, the score now is 2 for me, 2 for Vic, 1 for Dan. Dan's on the move now. Dan, you're on the move. You know why? Because you submitted that one. That's
if I go 4 for 4 on the next four, I'm going to be so angry.
That's going to be your, that's it, man. All right, we ready for this? Selfie feet. Selfie feet is a smartphone attachment that turns your leg into an ever-present selfie stick. Selfie feet contains an elastic band with a magnet on it and a second magnet that goes to the back of your phone. Paired with a remote Bluetooth fob, you slip the band over your shoe, lift your quad, and click. A strong neodymium magnets mean the phone will stay in place once connected, perfect for places that have banned the selfie stick. Has other practical uses as well. The band makes everything the phone phone holder. You slip it over a bottle. You can slip it over a tree branch or even your a bottle. The Bluetooth capability allows you to track down your phone if it's stolen or lost. Expected cost $12 to $15. The company is currently on a Kickstarter campaign to raise funds for the production. The selfie feet. Dan.
Despite the fact that she would swing with her feet, I don't think she would ever use it to take a picture. I will vote no.
You're going to vote no. Okay. Vic?
Yeah, I think Dan's right on this one. Plus, you'd have a big knee in every picture. Nah, I think no.
You saying you got big knees? What is it?
Thinking of my knee. Yeah, I don't think she would.
Okay.
It could be fun at St. Paddy's Day parades, but.
All right. I too am going to vote no. It's ridiculous. But here's the other thing that my concern would be. How about perverts who like to take pictures up skirts of women?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
You could have this on your foot and just stick your foot under and take a picture.
Yeah, this is dangerous.
It's creepy, man. Creepy! And not only that, the dude looks like a total douche in the picture. All right, I'm saying no, so that's 3 no's, correct?
Correct.
Selfie feet, Esmeralda.
No.
Of course not.
But it does look stupid.
So stupid. All right, well, there we are. We got a break here. Weather and traffic. We got a few more items to go. So far, the score is me 3, Vic 3, Dan 2. Oddly, Dan is now doing very well with the items that he found online. I think you got something there, Dan. I really do.
As I sit around analyzing why I've had such a poor performance, let's cover what Esmeralda flies at.
Oh, man. All right, we got a break. We got weather and traffic here. Are you reeling in the Yeah. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Steely Dan, man. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Patrick requesting Steely Dan. Speaking of Steely Dan really quick, you know, last month in February, I screened Say Anything mm-hmm. with the fantastic John Mahoney, who I assaulted in a bar, screaming in his face.
Cool.
Lloyd, I'm incarcerated. Lloyd. He also, that's my phone. He also sings along to a classic Steely Dan song while he's driving in a car in that movie.
Is it that one?
It's Ricky Don't Lose That Number.
I don't know that one.
Ricky Don't Lose That Number. It's the only one. You don't know that song?
No. I know the stuff off of Aja or what? Aja?
Asia.
Asia. I don't know. Because isn't it AJA?
It is.
All right, then. Jeez.
Yeah. Again, you're not a straight white male, so I can understand you not.
It was on the Hungry Brain jukebox.
Also, yeah, and so. You're also not middle-aged, so that's, you know. Middle-aged white men.
But I am a friend of a man who's a middle-aged white man who is my bartender husband.
Yeah.
And he would listen to Steely Dan.
Of course he would. He's a legally, as a middle-aged white man, you have to listen to Steely Dan.
Yeah. He loves Steely Dan.
As soon as you hit 40, you become, if you're white, if you're straight, and you're a man, and you hit 40, you legally have to become a Steely Dan fan.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I was a Steely Dan fan since I was 13, though, so I don't know what, I don't know, it's pretty weird.
Inside, you were a middle-aged man.
I've always been a middle-aged man, always, even when I was six. All right. Are we ready to give, we got two more items here, up for bids. So far, it's Nick with 3, Vic with 3, Dan with 2. Dan, you're going to have to make a sudden move.
Yep. One quick point, Ernie lets us know that when you're making things involving dollar bills, the image must be larger or smaller by a certain percentage. Otherwise, it can look exactly like the bill. So
just larger or smaller.
Oh, yeah, and it's a napkin.
Yeah.
So it's probably a very large $100.
All right. Okay.
They live for another day.
Are we ready for another item? The Skull Ultra-Loud Electric Bike Horn. Comes with 4 ultra-loud bell sounds. Volume goes up to 120 decibels. Jeez. Perfect to warn pedestrians or passing cars on a very busy road. Made with premium grade ABS material. The material is sturdy, lightweight, waterproof, resistant to both high and low temperatures. Can endure impact and road vibrations. Effortless installation on any handlebar. You just have to turn the knob to adjust the horn according to your handlebar diameter. Easy to use, 2 AAA batteries included, can be easily replaced by using, included with the screwdriver. You have to push the black button to switch the sound effect. Cute shape, has 2 light eyes, making him look adorable while providing more safety at night. So it looks like a skull and crossbones, kind of. And it's a horn. It's $20.99. The Skull Ultra Loud Electric Bike Horn. Dan.
This is a gimme. Yes.
Okay. Vic.
Yes.
I agree that it's a gimme. And it also, in my opinion, uh-huh. which is awesome, not my opinion, but this is awesome.
Yes.
Because it looks like something out of a Mad Max movie. It looks like something that would be, you know, put on top of the hood of one of the Mad Max vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3 yeses. What do you say?
Yes.
Of course.
I love yelling at people.
Because you scare the hell out of people. Someone walking down the street.
They're like, get out of the way!
And then you just, wow!
And to cars.
All right. Well, now we got something going here now. 4 for me, 4 for Vic, 3 for Dan. All right, Dan, this is the last one. So we're going to have, the best you can do is end it in a tie.
Mm.
So, here, this is a big one. The inflatable human foosball table. Get 10 friends together and create your own life-sized foosball game. Players are to keep their hands on yellow rods set up across the inflatable that only let you move from side to side. 7-foot walls and enclosed goals help keep the ball in play. Built tough enough for commercial and residential use, includes a 1.5 horsepower inflation engine. Also includes a patch kit with glue and anchor stakes to keep it securely in place. It's $4,500. It is the giant inflatable human foosball table. Play a little foosball? All right. That's from Days of Confused. Dan, what do you think?
The move here is to say no, but I will say yes.
You're going to say yes, the giant inflatable human foosball table. Vic, what about you?
I don't think she would buy this, and here's why. It's huge. It's hilarious. I think it's awesome, but it's so big. She'd go to a park maybe. I don't think she would buy this.
Okay. So
Where are you going to store it? And, I don't know. No.
You're saying no. All right, so Dan is saying yes. I am going to say yes. So basically, if she says yes, I win this week. So otherwise, it's going to be a tie. So here we go. Dan says yes. I say yes. Vic says no. The human inflatable foosball table, Esmeralda.
No.
No?
I don't really like foosball.
Wow.
Foosball
all right, so,
is awesome, but doesn't that mean I win?
That Vic, that means Vic wins.
I honestly, I don't really like foosball.
That means Vic wins. How do you not like foosball?
Because he can't move. It's too difficult.
Well, you move. It's a human. You can move.
Yeah, but.
All right, five for Vic. That means, Vic, you are our winner.
Thank you, sir.
Vic has won. This is the second time you've won, isn't it, Vic?
Is that it?
No, I mean in a row. Didn't you win
yeah,
the last? Didn't you win
I
the
did.
Last time?
I think I did.
Why are you so surprised that you... that you've won so little times.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, we did create this for you.
Well, I think my performances have been getting better, so I think that I've won more than that, but I'll go with that. Two wins and a tie.
Well, two wins in a row, I think, and
a
tie. Two wins and a tie. Dan, I think you still have the most wins, though, right?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anything anymore.
His world has been turned upside down.
All right, let's find out. We'll do it again at some other time, and we can always get back in the game there, Dan.